सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो ए क्वेश्चन वाज आस्क्ड बाय अर्जुन लॉर्ड कृष्णा that a person who has not studied scripture but he is doing puja, will you classify him into a sattvic person who is entitled to liberation, or you will put him in classify him under rajas and tamas? That means he will go under the cycle of birth and death continuously. Earlier in chapter 16, Lord has said, one who has studied the scripture and acts according to that, he is sattvic person. He will get mukti. And those who have not studied the Shastra, not acting as ordained by the Shastra, they will be not getting sukh here or in the other world. The question of Arjun was that somebody who has not studied scriptures and is doing puja with Shraddha, because it is the family tradition coming, will you classify that person as a sattvic entitled for moksha, or you will classify him in the rajas and tamas who will go under the cycle of birth and death? This was the question asked. The Lord didn't give the answer directly. Lord said, you have to find out what type of puja he is doing. If it is Devata puja, then it is Sattvic. If he is doing the Kuber puja, Yaksha and Rakshas, then Rajasic. If he is doing the Bhut Prith puja, it is Tamasic. All are puja. Find out what type of puja he is doing. Okay, we have found out that this person is doing early morning, every day of Devi Devta puja. He is a sattvic person. So just by seeing early morning he is doing the puja, you cannot classify. Lord says, see his ahar, his food also. Whether he is eating sattvic food, rajasic or tamasic. Not only that, then he says, check his yagya also, his sacrifices. That also is to be checked. Then next comes the tapa. So we were seeing the tapa. The tapa also, he said, there are three types of tapa, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. But in tapa, he said, there are three types, saririk, vachik and mansik. Saririk at the body level, vachik at the speech level and mansik at the level. So we were seeing the saririk one. So we'll continue with that. Sloka number 14.
Deva dvija guru pragya Pujanam shaucham arjavam Brahmacharyam mahimsacha Shariram tapa ucchate Deva dvija guru pragya Pujanam shaucham arjavam Brahmacharyam mahimsacha Shariram tapa ucchate
This is Sharirik tapa. First he has taken the Sharir at the body level. He said, what is to be done? Deva dvija guru pragya. Dev means devata, dvija means brahman, guru means adhyatma guru here, and pragya means wise person. They should be served, they should be worshipped. Why? Because they are all sattvic. Devatas are sattvic. We worship devatas so that we can get the sattvagun from there. We all are rajasic and tamasic. Where will I get sattvagun? The one who has got the sattvagun, he can only give. Suppose I want money for my Chinmay mission, donation, where will I go? To a beggar or a dhanwan? Dhanwan, I will go to a dhanwan who has got the money, who has got the wealth. Similarly, I want sattvagun. Where should I go? The Lord. Devata is sattvagun. And then dvija. Dvija is Brahman. Brahman, according to our Gita also, who is Brahman? Who is sattvagun pradhan? It is not as per the birth in the Brahman family. In a Brahman family, a Sudra can take birth. And in a Sudra family, a Brahman can take birth. So Brahman and Sudra, according to the Lord Krishna, is dependent on sattva, rajas, tamas, guna of mind. That decides whether you are a Brahman or a Kshatriya or a Sudra. So they are sattvic. One should see God in them. In India we say, कौन आया? बोले ब्राह्मण देव आए हैं. He did not say colloquially say, कौन आ रहा है? Who is coming? ब्राह्मण देव आ रहे हैं. ब्राह्मण देव is coming. We use the word देव also there. Who is coming? गुरुदेव आ रहे हैं. गुरुदेव is coming. We use the word देवता there. Why? Because they are sattvic. And ब्राह्मण are also called भूदेव. They are the living devta on this earth. Therefore, we should have a pujya bhav. We should serve them. We should worship them. It is a saying that sadhunam darsanam punyam tirtha bhutahi sadhava kalena phalte tirtham sadya sadhu samagamam. Sadhunam darsanam punyam. Only even the seeing the sadhu is also punya. And they are even 1 degree higher than the tirtha. We think that if we take a dip in Prayagraj, we will get punya. That is our understanding. But it is said that sadhus are even superior to Prayagraj. Why superior to Prayagraj? Because in Prayagraj there is karma, bhakti and jnana. Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, they represent karma, bhakti and jnana. There you have to go to Prayag, then only you can take a dip. You cannot have a dip in Prayag in Chicago. But the sadhu is superior even to Prayag. One, he is moving. He can come to Chicago or any other place. And second thing, if you take a dip in the prayer, the punya phal may come instantly or may take time also, whereas the sadhu satsang give you instant result. Therefore, sadhu samagam gives you the instant result. how to serve. In Guru Gita, it is said, Adhyatma Guru is to be worshipped. Our Guru is Guruji, Swami Tejo Manandji. In the Brahmachari course, he used to say to the Brahmachari, get me a hot cup of milk. Brahmachari will go and he will warm the milk and bring it. No, go it, do it again. 3 times, 4 times, and he can understand whether it is hot or not. If you want to make a cup of tea for Guruji, you have to boil milk 6 times. If you have done 5 times, he will come to know it is not that hot. So he will send again and again and again, and he, the Brahmachari, will go and do it. You see, when the puja bhav will come in Guru and Sishya, Guru may be interesting, Sishya may not be interested. Such a Sishya, if he serves, it is a labor only. He is compelled to serve the Guru. That type of service is not stated there. It is the pujya bhav should be there. When the Guru and Sishya both are interesting, then the knowledge will flow. That Sishya will try to find out the opportunity to serve the Guru. That is pujya bhav. It is not a compulsion on the Sishya to serve the Guru. But if you have got the pujya bhav, then you will do it. They will look for the opportunity. How to serve my Guru? How to serve my Guru? So what we have to do? We have to establish a relationship. Relationship, truly speaking, in our family also, with the world also, there should be a relationship with everybody. And the best relationship is that treat everybody as God. You may not accept it now, but it is a fact that the each and every being on this earth is nothing but Lord in different form. One day you will understand. So treat everybody like Bhagwan. Saucham, it requires external purity. We are talking about this purity, outside purity. Don't say my mind is pure, therefore I should not take a bath. No. Even if your mind is pure, then you should also take a bath. Saucham. And also keep your surrounding clean also. Your house should be clean, your surrounding should be clean. That is meant by saucham. Arjavam. Arjavam means straightforward. That doesn't mean that your spinal cord or neck and the head should be like stiff straight. Not that straightforward. In meditation, we keep our spinal cord, neck and the head in a straight line. Here arjavam means that the posture as required for doing a work, it should be taken. It should not be like, it should be like a gentle walking. Like in case of Ravan, it was said, chalat dasanan dolat avani. When Ravan used to walk, it was as if when a bhukamp has come, earthquake has come. Chalat dasanan dolat avani. In some of the few old houses here also, they all are made of wood. If you walk, even the ground floor or the next room, person can come to know, yes, somebody is walking outside. Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is the physical. Reveling in the Brahman is called Brahmachari. Always reveling in Brahman. This is a mental discipline, and how it will come? If you have put your goal, or you have set your goal something higher, then it will come. That will pull you, Brahmacharya. That will pull you from the object, emotions and thought. And the benefits of Brahmacharya is the speech become powerful. Your mind become brilliant. If you follow this Brahmacharya, you will get this benefit. Ahimsa, non-injury or violence toward any being, not hurting any person. A person went to the dentist, he had some pain. So the dentist said, sit down on this chair. The dentist came And before he said, open your mouth, he said, ah. Well, I have not touched you. Why you're saying ah? They said, you have stepped on my feet. Even by eyes also we can hurt others. By showing the eyes also we can hurt. So don't doubt Dev, Dvij, Guru and Pragya. Always serve them. It is Sharirik Tap. Why it is Sharirik Tap? It is very difficult to follow the instructions of Guru also. Therefore it is Tap. You have to surrender, you have to bend. That is also a Tap. Following instruction is also a Tap. Now, Vangma, the first tap is Sharirik, next is the at the speech level.
Anudvegakaram vakyam, satyam priyahitam chayat, swadhyabhyasanam chaiva, vangmayam tapa ucchate, anudvegakaram vakyam, satyam priyahitam chayat, swadhyabhyasanam chaiva, vangmayam tapa ucchate.
Vangmay tap. Austerity at the level of speech. Vangmay tap. This tells you about the art of speaking also. In Gita, everything is there. How to act in the world is the Karma Yoga, art of action. How to meditate? Dhyana Yoga is there. How to speak also is stated here. How one should speak in the world. Anudveg karam vakyam. Words should not hurt others. Anudveg karam vakyam. Should not cause annoyance to others. When Vidur returned to Hastinapur after the war was over, then Yudhishthira asked Vidur, do you know about the Lord Krishna? How is he? How are all the people in Dwarka? By that time Lord Krishna has already left from this world. But Yudhishthira was not knowing. Vidur came after the Tirth Yatra. So Yudhishthira asked, Vidur knew that Krishna, Lord Krishna is no more here. But he didn't say. Why? Because it will hurt. Although it is truth, but it will hurt Yudhishthira. He will come to know one day. After a few days, other people will come and say. But he, Vidur, no, he didn't say. Satyam, whatever you speak should be satya. Not only satya plus priyam, it should be pleasing. The sat should be also said in such a way that it should be pleasing. Not hurting. Not anudvekar vakyam, not hurting. Not only pleasing, it is hitam, it should be beneficial to him. And fourth, it is said, Swadhyaya Vyasanam. These are all Vangmaya Trapya. So, all these four things should be there. Anudvekar Vakyam, when you speak, it should not hurt. Even though it is truth. Second, it should be Priyam. You have to speak truth, Satyam. That should not hurt other. It should be Priyam. Should be pleasing. Hitam, it should be beneficial. And all these four, there is no exception. Shankaracharya again and again has said the combinations of these four in different way. He said, no, it is not Vangmaya Tap. You have to have all these together. Satyam, Priyam, Hitam and anudvekar vakyam. Four things have to be there. Suppose you have got a boss in your office and he is not kind to you, he is a wicked person, plays a lot of politics. Lot of people can come and say, problem in the office. Now suppose he is transferred. You become very happy. And then what happens normally at the time of retirement or at the transfer, farewell party is given. Now when the farewell party is going on for this person who is being transferred, so you start saying, what? Oh, management has done a very good thing. He has been transferred. Though it is truth, but it is hurting. We should not speak this way. Suppose if you go to the doctor and a patient is have got a terminal disease and he knows he will live for only few hours. If he says, about 2 ghante ka mehman hai, he will stay here only for 2 hours. Not good. Should not say like this. Rather, they should say in this way, Aap Bhagwan se, I am trying my best, now you pray to the Lord. That is indication. In Upanishad we find the Uddalak and Swet Ketu. Swet Ketu was the son of Uddalak. And even at the age of 9 and 10, he was not going to school. So his father said, there is nobody illiterate in our family, Swet Ketu. Indirectly, go to school. He went there, he came back. And he was arrogant, as if he has got all the Brahma Vidya. He knows everything. The moment father saw that Swet Ketu is arrogant, he immediately asked him, did you ask your teacher about that knowledge by knowing which everything is known? That knowledge by knowing which everything is known? No, I think he teacher doesn't know that. He didn't tell me anything. That is Brahma Vidya itself. Then he said, father, can you teach me? Father said, yes. Arrogant Swet Ketu became humble. Dasarath ji said to Ram ji, now you have to go to forest. And earlier it was decided that he will be coronated. He will be the king. He went to meet his mother, Kausalya. He said, yes, tomorrow you are going to be coronated. He didn't say anything. Anudvikir vakyam. No, sir, no, I am going to be the king. But instead of king of Ayodhya, now I will be the king of forest. That's all. The same smile remained on his face. In Mahabharata it is says, Satyasya Vachanam Sriya Satyatapi Hitam Badit. It is good to say, speak the Satya. Satya Vachan should be, only the Satya should be spoken, truth should be spoken. But better than that, the Hit part, it should be beneficial to other, that should also be seen. Don't speak that Satya which is bitter. Swadhyaya Vachanam, study of the Veda Sastra is Vangmaitap. Why? Because the Shastras are also word, no? We have to study. Vang method. You see, the chanting of Veda is also Swadhyaya. Chanting is also will give you result. Read again and again, again and again. It is said, Shastra Suchantita Puni Puni Dekhi. Again and again you see. At least in the Adhyatma Shastra, read Gita, Upanishad, Ramayana again and again. You will find new revelations, new meanings coming to you. Don't say that I have studied Tatma Tattva Bodh 3 times. Guruji says I have taught Tattva Bodh even 100 times, but still when I study it again, I get new things. New ideas come to me. So go on studying. Some Mahatma compare it to Grihasthis. The Shastra is like Grihasthis, householder. If a beggar goes there, if a sadhu goes there, bicham dehi, first day, jao jao. The sadhu again comes second day, third day, fourth day. Then you give something. Next day, you give something more. Then it becomes routine. Then what you start giving, you give more and more. The shastra are also like that. If you study one time, two times, three times, you may be able to understand 5%, 8%, 10%, but continuously go on reading, 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 you will understand. In Upanishad it is said, Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramitabhyam. Do not neglect the study or the propagation of Vedas. Do not neglect it. As far as possible, study yourself and spread it also. It is also said, dharma sastrani aneksah atma naiva jananti darbi pakarasam yatha. Dharma sastra are anek. But if you chant it, you will get punya. But beautiful example is given here. When you are cooking and the ladle or the spoon, you are stirring it. Does that ladle or the spoon knows the taste of the thing cooked? No. Similarly, if you are chanting it continuously every day, whatever you are chanting, Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana or Vishnu Sahasranam or Shiva Sahasranam, you don't enjoy like the spoon doesn't know the taste of the food. No doubt you are getting some punya. Suppose you know the meaning of Vishnu Sahasranam, of the Upanishad, of the Gita Sloka, then you will enjoy more. So our sadhana should be that we should understand the meaning also. Acha, Vangmaitap is not Maunam. Maunam is not written here. And in the Vangmaitap, Lord has also not said you do start doing japa. Be careful. He is not saying that also. Ivang Maitap is that start doing the japa is a Vang Maitap. No, that also he is not said. He is not suggesting anything. Only he is telling that whatever truth is there, that should be passed on only in a particular fashion. An udvekar vakyam, it should be satyam, it should be priyam, it should be hitam. That is the art of speaking. So whenever now you talk in your family to your spouse, children, friends, relatives, keep in mind that how to speak.
Mana prasada saumyatvam, mana prasada saumyatvam, maunam atma vinigraha, maunam atma vinigraha, bhavasam shuddhirite tata, bhavasam shuddhirite tata, tapo manasamuchyate, tapo manasamuchyate, mauna prasada saumyatvam, maunam atma vinigraha, bhavasam shuddhirite tata, tapo manasamuchyate.
This is manasik tap. So saririk tap we have seen. What was saririk tap? Dev, dvij, guru, pragya, pujanam. Saririk tap. Vangmaitap, anadupikar vakyam, satyam, priyam, hitam, and swadhyaya. Swadhyaya, this is also vangmaitap. Now, manasik tap, mana prasad, mind should be in peaceful state. Prasad means cheerful, mind should be cheerful. So which mind will be cheerful or happy? So it is said, Shankaracharya says, manasa prasanti swachata padanam manasa prasad. But that mind which is pure, How can we make our mind pure? There are two things coming and going continuously from our mind. One is the sattvic thoughts and the rajasic and tamasic thoughts, negative thoughts and the positive thoughts. Try to avoid all negative thoughts and allow all positive thoughts. That will cleanse your mind. Very simple way, if in one tank, the full tank is filled with dirty water, negative things, and if you start putting in only the positive in thing or clean water in the tank, a time will come, all dirt will be removed. Similarly, entertain all positive thoughts, noble thoughts, that will make your mind swachh, clean. In case of Ramji, it is said, prasannatayan gata abhiseka tathanamalev banvas dukha. The smile on the face of Ramji when he was said that you will be coronated, the same smile was there when he was said that you have to go banvas. Same smile. Swachata apadanam. That means only the pure things should be entertained at the mental level. You can't do it by acting. Don't try to act. If the mind is impure, but I am acting as a pure, it will not happen. Acting will not help you. Acting will bring you double tension. Double tension. Inside something is going on, outside you are doing something else. It should be natural. Maunam. Maunam is the vachiktap. Maunam was not there in the vangmayatap. Normally we see not speaking is at the speech level. No. He said, Maunam is mansik tapa. Why mansik tapa? Because the maun is the effect of mind. If mind is calm, then your speech will become calm. First you think, then you speak. Therefore, when the mind is calm, then the maunam will come. Vakya sanyam api mana sanyam purvako bhavati. When the mind is calm, then vakya will become calm. Otherwise, it will never happen. So, mind should be in the sattvic state. Therefore, it is not expressing. Mauna vyakhya prakati para brahma tattva yuvanam. Mauna vyakhya by guru is maun. When the, in Dakshinamurti said, it is coming. Maun vyakhyanam, when the student is also that much evolved, only by maunam the knowledge is transferred. If the adhikari is like that, then it will happen. Mananat muni, one who reflects is muni. Mune bhava maunam atva mananam, mune bhava maunam. When you are reflecting, then you are maun. Atma vinigraha. Atma vinigraha means mana nirodha sarvata samanya rupaha. Mana nirodha. Earlier it was also said the cause of maunam is peaceful mind. When the mind is peaceful, then the speech will be also peaceful. Then why atma vinigraha? That also is said to be the mind should be peaceful. Atma vinigraha, other than the speech, we are doing lot of things. Seeing, hearing, or acting in the world. Those are also controlled by the mind only. Maunam specifically mentioned. And other than maunam, all other our actions, perceptions, they are covered by Atma Vinigraha. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Mana Nirodha Sarvata Samanya Rupa. In general, mind is controlled. It's complete control of mind. And in Tattva Bodh, what we call Mano Nigraha is what is called? What is the term for that? Huh? Sama. Sama is the control. Mano Nigraha is Sama. Then bhava sansuddhi. Bhava sansuddhi means parai vyavahar kale amayavittam bhava sansuddhi. While dealing with the other, you should be transparent, straightforward. There is no crookedness. This is bhava sansuddhi. This is called mansik tapa. If we do this mansik tapa, then our personality will develop. Because it is controlling our mind. Everything is related to the mind. So the personality will be developing. So now Lord is going to tell us among the sharirik tap, vachik tap and mansik tap. These are of three types, sattvik, rajasik and tamasik. So in order to decide whether a person is sattvik, rajasik or tamasik, what we have to check is puja, is ahar, what is eating, is yajna, sacrifices, tapa, tapa at three levels. Sharirik tap, what he is doing, whether he is serving dev, dvij, pragya and guru or not. Vangmaya tapa, whether he is speaking satyam, anudvekar vakyam, priyam, hitam, check. And third is mana prasad. Your mind is controlled, mind is... You see, whatever we take from the world, that disturbs our mind also. Like if you are reading the novel, or the what you call suspense and ghost novel, what will happen? The impression will be there. At the midnight you will get up. So we have to be very careful what is going inside. We have to control ourselves. This way we have to put the control. Now he will tell which one of this tapa, sharirik, mansik and vachik tapa is sattvik, which one will be termed as rajasik and tamasik. That we will see in our next class.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.